most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club.
Man, what the hell is this, man?
Breakfast Club, bitches.
I'm glad they put y'all together. Y'all are like a mega force. Y'all just took over every...
Wake your punk ass up.
This Chris Brown. I've officially joined The Breakfast Club. Say something, mother...
I'm with it.
The world's most dangerous morning show, Breakfast Club, bitches.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
What's goodie?
Today, ready? What day it is? Guess what day it is?
Hump day?
That's right. It is Wednesday, middle of the week.
Yes, elections were yesterday, so we have a lot of those results in today. A lot of first times.
Did you go vote yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
Well, I just switched my license over to New York, and I'm registered to vote in Jersey, but I live in New York.
Oh.
So I got to switch my registration.
Well, I did vote yesterday. I don't know who I voted for. I'm not even going to sit here and lie. I just voted Democratic all the way down. Democrat, Democrat, Democrat. But that's all I did. I mean, I didn't do much homework. I see that we did win in New Jersey. The governor is now Democratic. So that's a good thing.
So who's your governor?
I don't even know his name. How about that? I just know he's a Democrat. And he's going against Trump, which I like, and going against Trump's policies. So that's some of the things I did yesterday. And also, every once in a while, you got to have a family meeting at the house, right? Where you, I'm telling you, family meeting is the best thing. And you sit everybody down, and they basically complain about other people. So, you know, yesterday they had a lot of complaints against me, my kids, and I had a lot of complaints against them. And one of them was they keep the lights on. Like I'm getting to the point now where there's going to be no lights in my house. I'm going to take all the light bulbs out of all their rooms, and I want to see them go to the bathroom. I want to see them get dressed. I want to see them get ready. I want to see them try to watch television with no lights on. I'm unplugging everything starting today.
That doesn't really make much sense to me, but okay.
No, because they don't listen. Every time I go home, there's a light on. The TV's on. So I'm going to take all the light bulbs out and all the wires, you know, the wires to plug in the TVs. I'm taking all those, too.
Now, you know what I don't like? I don't like when people leave the heat on in the house because, you know, it's starting to get cold now.
Right.
And I actually just turned everything on yesterday. I haven't been using the heat in my house at all until yesterday because it was really cold yesterday.
Oh, I have enough heat in my house to heat your house. That's how crazy it is. Like, my kids like to walk
that
around.
That bill is really expensive.
Damn near naked. Like, it's too hot. Like, it's so hot in my house, I can't breathe when I get home. I'm like, yo, this is ridiculous.
Growing up, my dad used to tell us, because it would be freezing in our house, he'd tell us to put a coat on.
My pops said the same thing. How about my pops?
Like, put a coat on.
At 7 o'clock at night, the heat was off.
You had to be in bed.
That's how our house. Get under the covers.
Yeah, you had to be under the covers. And I think my kids have to learn that. Like, because it's too hot. I woke up this morning, I thought I had a nosebleed. It was so hot, I couldn't breathe. Like, it's disrespectful.
And it's expensive. That bill, when that bill comes.
When that bill comes, exactly. Yesterday, my daughter asked, Dad, can you buy me a phone charger? I said, no, you left the lights on. You're not getting no phone chargers. Well, OT Genesis will be joining us this morning.
Yes.
We'll kick with OT Genesis. Of course, he has, he signed to Busta Rhymes. He has numerous platinum records. We'll kick it with him.
Push it. And cut it.
And cut it. That's right. And we got front page news coming up. What are we talking about in front page news?
I mean, we'll talk about the elections and some of the big wins for the Democrats. And we'll tell you about some of the first timers that have actually won elections.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's Khaled. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, last night was a big night for Democrats.
Yes, we were talking about the elections.
I voted yesterday.
You did in Jersey, right?
You guys, goddamn right. That's where I live.
Yeah, both voted in Jersey. So congratulations to you guys. Phil Murphy won in New Jersey.
How you know congratulations to me? You don't know who I voted for.
I would hope you did.
I did vote Democrat, though.
Of course you did.
But I did vote for Phil Murphy. You know why? Because he wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 and he wants to legalize weed. My kind of guy.
All right. Well, the governor's office in Jersey had been in the Republicans' hands for at least 8 years. They had Chris Christie for the past 8 years, so that was a nice flip. But across the board, Democrats had some really big wins yesterday. Also, two openly transgender candidates won races as well. Now, Danica Rome from Virginia is the first openly transgender person elected in a U.S. state house. So congratulations to her. And she was actually up against Robert G. Marshall. So she was on the whole platform of, you know, just being inclusive and not having issues with gender identity. And Bob Marshall called himself the chief homophobe and also wanted to make sure that transgender people could not use this in the
bathroom. He thought he was going to win calling himself the chief homophobe. You know what, though? This is 2017 in America. He probably could run on that platform.
Donald Trump probably could have won. And a lot of people tried to do things that Trump did, but it didn't work for them. Those same voters that were so supportive of Trump were not supportive across the board.
Really think that's the game plan now? Mm-hmm. Be as divisive as possible, be as prejudiced as possible, call yourself the chief homophobe?
They're trying.
You think that's going to happen again? Okay.
Right, so Democrats won some really big races in New Jersey and Virginia and Charlotte, North Carolina, St. Petersburg, Florida, and Maine. So that's great. And they're saying this is going to be a good psychological boost for Democrats that could help their fundraising and also candidate recruitment.
All I know is, man, they need to start having stickers, okay? They don't never have stickers when I vote in Jersey. I don't never get an I voted sticker.
I don't know what part of Jersey. You know, they always got stickers.
Right? Actually, I voted in Jersey. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I got a sticker.
No, I don't never get stickers.
No, they got stickers where I am. Yeah. Now, what else we doing on the front page news?
Oh, they definitely do. This was an interesting story to me. Now, a plane had to make an emergency landing. You know why?
Why?
The wife discovered that her husband had an affair while on the flight. He fell asleep. She took his finger, put it on the phone, went through the messages, and found out that he was indeed cheating. She found proof of the affair.
Was it a private plane?
No.
She was wilding out
on that
plane.
She started wilding out, so they was like, land this thing, man.
They said she jumped on him. Flight attendants tried to calm her down. It wasn't happening. It got so out of hand, the pilot had to land. Do an emergency landing.
Jeez.
And it was not just her and her husband, it was her child also.
What did he do to God? Why would God allow that to happen to him in that moment?
Oh, my
Jesus
goodness.
Christ.
He fell asleep. She put his hand on the phone, his finger on the phone.
Why he ain't use the emergency exit? That's what the emergency exit for.
Not when you're 10,000 feet in the air.
Hey, man. You know how it is when the raft comes down from the white.
10,000 feet in the air?
I'll take my chance. Okay.
All right. And also, rest in peace to pitcher Roy Halladay. He won two Cy Young Awards. He was a Philadelphia Philly. His plane went down in Florida, so we just want to say rest in peace to Roy Halladay.
His wife put his finger on his phone, too, and found out he was cheating. Wow. He was like, F that. We out.
He was flying by himself. All right. And that's front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Maybe you had a bad night, or maybe you want to spread some positivity. Call us up right now. 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy. Yeah.
Hello, who's this?
Oh,
no cursing.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry.
What's your name?
Okay. This is Brianna.
Hey, Brianna.
Good
get
morning,
it off your
Brianna.
Chest, mama.
Good morning. Oh, snap. All right, my bad, y'all.
Get it together, Brianna. Get it together. You don't have much time, okay?
Go.
Lose yourself in the music
for
a moment.
I just want to spread some positivity real quick before I go to work.
Go ahead.
I am a U.S. Army soldier, and I just want to let all my fellow battles know that we're doing a great job with all this craziness that's going on. I don't think we're getting much recognition because we have to deal with so much behind the scenes, and I just want to let all of them know that, you know, we got this. We're going to be all right. And just stay in prayer.
Hey, okay. What do you think of the NFL protest? Is it disrespectful to the military?
I don't know about that one. It might be disrespectful to some because the flag is not just for that. It's for all the veterans that passed on, so on and so forth. But I understand why they're kneeling. So at the same time, it's good and it's bad.
It should be a choice. You could either choose to kneel or you could choose not to.
Have a blessed day, baby.
Thank you so much.
Have a good one, mama.
Put all that pressure on her early this morning. She ain't calling me for no goddamn pop quiz.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, DJ Envy, Charlamagne, Angelique, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name, bro?
Hey, my name is Alex, calling from the Boston area.
Hey, get it off your chest.
Hey, man, Raider fan here. I'm just a little bit disappointed in your guys' platform that you guys allowed Nyco Grimes.
Now, don't start that. Why y'all say we didn't allow anybody to do anything?
People
she
are allowed
said
to
it.
Say what they have to say. What are we supposed
right,
to do?
All right. No credible sources. I don't know who she knows in the locker room, but unless she wants to, you know, reveal which player, you know, started a fight or whatever, what I saw was her source was from Raider Bounty. He's a notorious Raiders troll fan account. It's not credible. I think it's a bad look.
But we'll get into it during rumor report. But I feel like she said on her podcast, someone else said it.
That's what he's talking about.
Yeah,
the Raiders bounty guy. But
it was Raiders bounty. He's not credible. He's a Raider hater. His name is former fan. I mean, it's not credible. I don't think it's a good look for you guys.
As if they don't bring other people on other platforms who may not have credible sources and they say all kind of crazy rumors. Stop it.
I just thought it was a bad look, man.
Okay. I think it brought y'all together yesterday.
Listen, you're entitled to your opinion. Derek Carr went ahead and saved our franchise, man. No one's trying to intentionally get him hurt, man. Go Raiders. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Congratulations.
Right, thank you.
I think it brought the Raiders closer together yesterday because they damn sure all came together to be like Miko was lying.
Right.
Okay?
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Wake up, wake up. Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
This is M. Who's this?
Oh, man.
This is your daddy.
Breakfast Club.
Yes. Get it off your chest.
Hey, Angel Girl. Hey. I wanted to thank you from the bottom of my heart that Match.com, that thing that you do.
Uh-huh.
I met the love of my life.
Oh, my nice. Gosh. Congratulations.
What's her name?
Well, I'd rather not say. She's a celebrity, but...
Shut up.
Hey, now, come on now. Yous are all spoken for, from what I know.
Who's on there pretending to be Taylor Swift and you fell in love with
her? Did you go out on a date
and come on. Taylor's just a child compared to all of us.
You did not meet no celebrity on no
you
goddamn
Match.com. You can't send a girl to do a woman's job now, can you?
Now, there are celebrities on Match.com.
Did you meet the person yet?
Yes.
Liar.
Yes, I did. I did.
Okay.
You are such a liar.
Well, why can't you believe it?
Hey, do you know that Jesus is listening to you?
Yes, I do. And he's letting me know that you're lying.
And I'll just say horse feathers.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
There's no such thing as horse feathers.
Well, congratulations. I'm glad you met the love of your life on Match.com.
Horses don't have feathers, and you did not meet no celebrity on Match.com.
Why are you saying that?
Maybe his
idea of celebrity is different than...
True. He's living out his fantasy. Hello, who's this?
Yo, what's up, yo? This is Seuss from L.A. Yo, what's up, Miss Angela Yee?
What's up?
Charlamagne.
What up, MB?
What's up, bro? Get it off your chest.
Hey, yo, I want to tell y'all I'm blessed because I got another day of life. Well, I haven't even slept. You know, I'm from L.A., West Coast, baby.
All right.
Yo, let me tell y'all why I'm blessed.
Okay.
I got to talk to my girl. She went to university recently, and I hadn't talked to her for a month, and we just talked, and she came over from school, and it was cool, you know? I felt blessed.
Reunited.
All right. Well, that's the reason to feel blessed. Have a great day. Get some rest.
All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Everybody's in love this morning. I love it.
Hello, who's this?
I'm meeting celebrities.
This is Calvin.
Hey, Calvin. Get it off your chest.
All right. I want to get off my chest the fact that, like, all the party goers that kick it on in the club every weekend, and they be very disrespectful to us bartenders. They always want something for nothing. And then get belligerent when they don't get what they feel like they deserve, or they want the hookup. You know, bartending for me is my side hustle. You know, I drive trucks during the week, but, you know, I bartend. So the men and women who want the hookup, who don't even know my name, you know, I can't stand that man.
You a bartender?
You're right. You're right.
Yeah, I bartend that like a side hustle, you know what I'm saying? That
you don't seem very pleasant as a bartender.
You don't sound like one of the sexy bartenders I like to see.
Look, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people say I got a nice smile, but when I'm in it.
But do you got that ass, though? You got an ass like Bernice Burgos?
What?
Do you make conversation when people...
They say I have a good personality, but sometimes I get frustrated because it's like, man, like, I make all these drinks and they want this, that, and the third for nothing. And, you know, bartender's main thing is to get tips.
Man, bartenders are sexy now. Beautiful women, man. You ain't one of them, bro. Sorry.
Listen, check this out. So, in Columbus, I'm probably one of the only male bartenders on the east side of Columbus.
What is you sexy, though?
Why are you
sexy, man? A lot of people would say that. I don't have an Instagram page, but I do got a Facebook page. Y'all can check that out if you want.
I'll pass.
Come to New York and be a star tender. The star tender still around?
When I first started bartending, my goal was to probably manage the 40-40 club. Man, that went out the window. Because, like you said, all the women get all the pretty jobs and bartending stuff.
So are you telling me that you was on Twitter last week participating in the bartender versus stripper war?
I don't tweet. Oh, I got one more thing.
No, thank you. Have a nice day, sir. Pour the goddamn drink and keep it moving to the next customer.
Listen, seriously. I like when you say, yo,
Stop being late to work, Charlamagne. So you can say that.
I think he flirted with you, Charlamagne.
Yeah, no.
Have a blessed day, sir.
Why don't you come up here and bartend for us?
Have a blessed day, sir. Listen, right, man, you know why I'm mad? Because I opened up my Twitter mentions this morning. You know I don't be looking at Twitter. Right. First thing I see is a guy named TimC87 try to go this morning without mentioning a penis or a butthole. Don't think you can do it because you gay.
Well, too late now.
Big J Skeensy says, shut up, bitch. This is why I don't be on Twitter right here. I ain't got time for this. All right. This early in the morning.
Get it off your chest.
I ain't even read my daily affirmation yet.
5-1. If you're upset, you need to vent, you can hit us up. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes, well, I mean, we might as well get right into it. Miko Grimes, she came up here on The Breakfast Club and said some things, and we'll tell you how people responded. In particular, how did the Raiders players respond, and what she said about The Breakfast Club, what we did to her.
All right, all that and more. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We are The Breakfast Club. What dance is that?
The Vogue, nigga.
I need to get you alone.
That record is age appropriate, by the way. That is a hip hop record that all ages can dance to, by the way.
I don't know what dance that was. Okay. Hopefully, I'll never see that dance again.
It's called The Vogue.
Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Miko Grimes.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip.
The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Miko Grimes was on The Breakfast Club and she spilled some tea. As she said, here's what she had to say about the Raiders.
But the reason Derek Carr got injured is because the Raiders' offensive line allowed him to get injured because he was against them protesting. Derek Carr is a Bible thumper to the fullest. Mm-hmm. And so he was basically trying to force the players to read the Bible before the game mm-hmm. and do all this stuff. And they were like, no, you, that's you. And so he was so upset about it when the whole offensive line was saying they were going to kneel. He was like, you're not kneeling, no. And they got in a fight in the locker room. So when they came out to play, they basically had a plan like, you know what?
All right.
I heard this was a big deal yesterday.
It was a big deal yesterday. Now some of the Raiders players actually went on Twitter to deny these allegations. Donald Penn, who's an offensive lineman, said it's crazy how people will make up lies and tell the story so false and untrue to get them some attention. I hope it was worth it all lies. Marquette King, who is the punter, said folks trying to come up so hard just to build a following that they got to create fake news, SMH. Antonio Hamilton, who's a cornerback, said a lie don't care who tells it as long as it's told. People will do and say anything just to get a few minutes of fame. Almost every word was false. This is all the explanation you. I won't reply back to anything else on this subject. God, love, and peace. He said the part where she said that Derek Carr is a Bible thumper is true. He is a great man of God who isn't afraid to express and show his love for Christ. Everything else she said was a lie. That's the most energy she gets out of me. Let's put our energy into spreading peace and putting positive vibes in the air.
Does it matter, though? Nobody cares about the truth and the lies. More entertaining.
Now, Derek Carr tweeted, but treacherous people have an appetite for violence. Those who control their tongue will have a long life. Opening your mouth can ruin everything.
That's a Bible scripture.
Yes. That's the only thing he did. I guess people looked at it as a subtweet. Now, Miko Grimes is on Twitter defending herself, and she said that Breakfast Club edited it like it was fact.
Were you there
when I did the interview?
We didn't edit anything.
I talked to Miko about that.
What did she say?
She thinks she was trying to say that it didn't come from her, that she got the information from somebody else, and she was repeating it.
Right.
But I don't know if she said that in the interview. I don't remember.
She said she was going to spill some tea. I guess she has, on her podcast, someone said it. But I don't know that she said that during our interview.
I don't know.
I guess she was saying that it's not like the Raiders told her. She just heard that.
Listen, man.
She did say allegedly.
Yeah, I'm not sure she said allegedly.
Drop on the clues bombs for Miko Grimes for the content. All right. Drop on the clues bombs for the Raiders locker room. I don't know what's going on, but it was great content for The Breakfast Club yesterday. Damn it. That's all I ever care about.
That's all you care about?
You know me, okay? I don't give a damn about nothing else.
Now, she had went private for a short period of time, but she is back public now, so, you know.
Because I told her, take the heat, goddammit. I just told Miko that. Unprivate your page. Take this heat. Mm-hmm. You want to come up here and say what you want to say, then you got to take the heat that comes with it.
And mm-hmm. the first thing she wrote was, good morning, F Raider Nation.
There you go. Drop one of clues bombs for Miko, goddammit. All right? You don't never see Uncle Charlotte block no pages. I don't never make nothing on private.
All right. Now, LiAngelo Ball, along with two other UCLA basketball teams.
This is crazy.
Were arrested for shoplifting. They were at a team trip in China at Louis Vuitton. And they're saying that Cody Riley and Jalen Hill also have been arrested alongside him. So
I don't believe this for some reason.
UCLA issued a statement. They said, we are aware of a situation involving UCLA student athletes. The university is cooperating fully with local authorities on this matter, and we have no further comment at this time.
The Ball family got money. Don't the middle child got a Ferrari?
I don't know what type of car he drives.
And guess what? If them kids were shoplifting, that's why the NCAA need to pay the players so they don't have to shoplift from the Louis Vuitton store.
Well, if they were shoplifting in China, they might not come home for 2 years.
Well, that's the NCAA's fault. They're making billions of dollars off these kids. They should have given them kids some money.
Wait,
so them
you
kids
said
don't have
they
to
won't
shoplift.
Come home for 2 years.
Yeah, they'll lock them up for 2-3 years.
Just for shoplifting?
Yeah, they
Where
take shoplifting serious. I know somebody that shoplifted in one of
them.
That's
a different country.
Yeah, it's a different country.
And they went to jail for 3 years.
And ain't the Louis Vuitton store on Fifth Avenue that you used 2 years.
No, they're not going to get probation. They take that serious.
I don't know about that. But
all right, you sit right there. I don't know either, but I'm going to...
No, I know somebody that got they got locked up for it, and they had to sit there for over a year.
I don't know either, but I'm going to go with envy on this one. All right.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Look it up. All right. Now, when we come back, OT Genesis will be joining
now,
us.
Now, you may not know who OT Genesis is, but you damn sure know his music.
Cut it.
Push
cut
it.
I'm in love with the cocoa.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. He's a platinum artist.
Yes.
That nobody knows his face.
Oh,
but they know his music.
People know his
face.
Yeah,
they do.
You think they know his face?
Yeah.
I think his songs are bigger than him.
His songs are bigger than him.
We'll talk to him about it.
When we come back, keep it locked. OT Genesis is the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Good
morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
A platinum recording artist who doesn't get the respect he deserves.
OT Genesis.
What up?
Welcome, sir.
What up?
This is your first time here on the Breakfast Club.
First time, right? That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to start from the beginning. OT Genesis, the beginning of OT Genesis.
Well, I didn't know he was signed to G.
Yeah, that's the first time I heard of OT Genesis.
Yeah.
He was signed to 50.
Now, what happened
with that deal? And talk about the whole situation.
We had like it was like a single deal. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I had like this song called like Jackie Chan. It was like way, way, way back.
Right.
Whatever. So he signed me for a single deal, whatever. But, you know, just never worked out and everything like that. So.
How'd you meet Fifth? Like, how did that come about?
I forgot his name. Some Jamaican dude in the club. He's like, yo, somebody want to holler at you. Man, and he's like, I'm playing your record for somebody in New York, whatever, which is my manager, Dino. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, cool. So I chopped it up with Dino or whatever, and then he called in Fifth call. Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, whatever, I like the record, blah, 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 you want to fly you out, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And then we chopped it up.
Did a single deal.
How much he give you, though?
Huh?
How much he give you?
It wasn't that much. It was a single deal. So it was like, you know.
But why do people do, like, were you excited to do a single deal?
Hell yeah. Because it was my first, like, record deal. Like, none of me, like, you know, hey just want to be on. Yeah. It was a small commitment. You know, I didn't really understand it like that. But Fifth was low-key. He was telling me, but I didn't really understand it. He was like, look, you about to go around telling your whole hood you signed and you on and blah, 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 laughing. But he was just trying to tell me in a whole nother way, but I didn't ever really understand nothing. But just to be with 50 years, it was just like, you know what I'm saying? It was dope.
So what were you doing before that? Were you just in the street?
Yeah, I was just getting money. That's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just trying to figure this shit out.
And then you signed the Busta Rhymes.
You still signed the Busta.
Signed the Busta now.
Yeah.
But locally, in Cali, you were making big moves.
Right. In the clubs and shit like that. Like, that's how
he's
that's
out
how
every night. Every time I'm in LA, he's always in the club. Like, one person I see is OT in the club.
For real.
A lot of artists don't understand how important it is for you locally, like when you're trying to break, to get support in your region. And to really go out and show support. A lot of people like want to immediately try to get radio play and do interviews, but it's so important to have that foundation.
Yeah. I had to go stupid with it, especially me, like, too, because, like, I sound different than everybody else.
You sound like a downtown rapper.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And all that motivation really comes from, like, when I used to move around the South and you try to get this shit off, whatever. Like, I used to listen to different shit. When I'm over there, when you're back in Cali, it's kind of hard because it's like, man, you sound like from over there. You know? Mm-hmm. And they don't actually, you know, it's not a lot of who's musically inclined like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So they just, you know, they pick up on what they pick up on.
So you didn't get a lot of support from LA then?
I got support, but it was kind of like, man, you need to start doing shit like this, or you need to start picking these beats.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
You need to start using this shit, or do what YG doing, or do what all what we're doing, or do what who Blase Blase doing. Like, I was always, my shit always sounded different.
They don't label you a West Coast artist.
But that's what I did. I used it to my advantage, right? So this is what I did. When I heard people saying, like, little shit here and there, it was like, yo, man, you kind of sound like that at all. You kind of sound like that at all. I was like, okay, cool. I'm not going to say nothing. I'm not going to say where I'm from, no, none of that. So when my shit start, you know, going off, mm-hmm. it's like, then where is he from? You know, I never said nothing. You know what I mean? And I waited until it was too late. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? For hey, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right,
I waited. You know what I'm saying? So because everybody will keep you in that box and be like, yo, oh, you just da-da-da-da-da. So, like, I just waited till it was too late.
What made you want to sign with Busta, though? Like,
I don't know, man. It's just, like, every opportunity, you know what I mean, that you... even though every opportunity is not the right opportunity,
right.
It's just like, damn, it's like, I don't know. I'm young, I'm running around the streets. I don't know. I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm trying to figure it out, you know? And that's why I'm glad, like, I ain't, you know, a lot of it happened earlier when I, you know, like a lot of artists want to think that they actually want to be on, but you really got to study this, like, for real. Mm-hmm. So with him, I was just like, you know, I'm taking a chance. You know, we was chopping it up, and we had a real, real conversation. And that's what it was. Mm-hmm. And I was just letting him know where I come from, you know what I mean, and how I move. And, you know, certain shit, you know, we just talking as a man, and mm-hmm. certain shit won't be tolerated here, back and forth. And just, you know what I mean, just chopping it up and making sure we're on the same, you know what I mean, on the same page. And so, as long as I can see eye to eye, you know what I mean, more than business and more than the street, more than anything. Like, if I can respect you as a man when we have this conversation, like, we cool, let's chop it up and let's make something happen. You know what I'm saying?
Now, Busta really liked Coco. He liked it so much that one time he came out with you and he was bobbing his head so much that he fell off the stage and seemed to hurt himself. What did you think that night?
I was like, that's... okay. I was just like, this is lit. Mm-hmm. I was thinking, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just get on, like, Coco come out, I'm wilding, mm-hmm. and I seen him, and I'm just like, looking, I'm like, Yeah, I'm jumping around, and I just see him. And he fall, he get up, and I just see his head bloody. He's still dancing. I was like, oh, shit.
Offer any help?
I was like,
No,
he didn't offer any help, sir. What kind of conglomerate are you?
The first thought wasn't, is he okay? The first thought was, this is lit.
I'm like, oh, you feel me? But the fact that he got up and still was, like, dancing and doing all, it was too crazy. It was crazy.
All right, we got more with OT Genesis when we come back. Don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Bruno Mars. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. OT Genesis in the building. Charlamagne?
Hold on, that's one of them twins out there?
Uh-huh.
That's Malika or Masika. What's the twin's name? That be with Khloe Kardashian?
You didn't want to come blast like that.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm
Charlie.
Like, why is she randomly sitting in the lobby?
My goodness.
That's your boy.
What happened to Malaysia?
Huh?
You want to take a shot? You might as well take a shot.
Which one is Malaysia? Yeah, drink some more than 1738 right now. But
yeah,
I gave you a bottle of 1738.
That was cute.
All right, take a sip. I like this, player. You out here living the life, huh? So I got Uncle Charlotte got to live vicariously through you young boys now. You out here?
Oh, my
you
God.
You and Malaysia were on vacation together.
Oh, my God. No. Me and Malaysia we just we cool and we, you know what I mean? We cool friends and it just never worked out.
It fizzled out.
Yeah, it just never worked out.
What's up with Shorty and the lobby? Which one is that? I don't know which one. They twins. Malika, okay.
All right.
This one gets awkward now.
Go ahead. Perhaps you didn't want to say that. Doesn't matter.
That's been going on for a while? OT! Go ahead, my brother.
Because we always assume if you bring somebody up to the station, that's like wifey status.
That is true.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't just bring anyone.
You can yeah, especially the to the Breakfast Club, because you act like we ain't got eyes. Like
it's
we ain't gonna
early
look
in the morning.
Lobby. Yeah. Enjoy your life, man. It's all good. Enjoy your life, man. Now, you keep a record. Coco, Cut It, Push It. Why haven't you dropped the album yet?
That's a very, very, very good question. And it's only because I've been having so much, like, fun doing what the fuck I'm doing. Mm-hmm. Just grabbing the bags. And I put out a record, and then I find myself on the road, like, for, you know what I mean, a long time, just going. So when you're doing that, it's like, you can't really lock in the way you want to lock in, and then you just don't want to put out anything because I'm just like, damn, my first album, I don't know what the f***. You know what I'm saying? I want my shit to sound dope as f*** for my first one.
Right.
You know what I mean? I could start dropping a whole bunch of and I understand that the attention span is very, very short right now. You know what I'm saying? For a consumer. So I'm just like, I'm having fun grabbing the bags, and I ain't really get time to really put it together. So right now what I'm doing is I'm just like, you know, I learned to, like, you know, chill out, you know what I mean, work, focus, get all this shit out, then start running around because these same people, these same promoters, they still going to want to book you anyway.
Right. That's a lot of pressure, too, because every song you put out has stuck. and really become like big club hits.
Coco went double platinum.
Yeah.
Push It went.
Cut It.
Cut It went double platinum.
Yeah,
It's interesting though, because Cardi B got Bodak Yellow, and when we talk to Cardi, she wants to match the success of Bodak Yellow. You think of somebody like Designer who had Panda but couldn't match the success. Like, what was your mindset when you started making other records after Coco? Did you feel like I gotta make a record as big as this?
You know what? I just felt like, because everybody kept telling me, that's the only thing I kept saying, yo. You know you gotta make one bigger than this.
Mm-hmm.
You know you gotta da-da-da. You know what I'm saying? Man, I'm just like, damn, like, why everybody putting all this pressure on me?
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, but one of the most important things that I learned as artists, like, we start forgetting. Like, when we do this for fun and we're creating records at home and doing whatever we're doing, and you play that in the car, you get in the car, and you had that love for that record, it comes from that. To now you being in the industry and now you worrying about what somebody else think.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what we do, and that's how we confuse ourselves. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Because now you're just like, oh, yeah. Rather than just having fun, man, and doing what you was doing.
That's what I tell Cardi. Just go make music. Yeah,
just go have fun. You know what I mean? And that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been, you know what I mean, successful.
How much of the album is done so far? Because I'm sure you have.
It's pretty much done. I have like two albums that's done right now.
Wow. What kind of album are you trying to do? Because you said like you want a classic type of album.
But Envy, I understand a lot of things that people don't understand, like artists. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to go like, I don't want to steer away from what people know.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to keep it 50-50. We're going to keep it club, street, however we do it here. Then we have some time right here. Make it be half-half.
Gotcha.
And then put it, you know what I'm saying? Sequence it the right way. You know what I mean? Rather than, okay, I just have a whole bunch of clubs. Okay, then I go, you know what I'm saying? I just want to put this together where it's perfect.
You think your records are bigger than you? Do you think people know your records more than they know?
You know what? I do think that. You know what I'm saying? And, I see it all the time. Like, I was on tour with Chris and...
Chris who?
Chris Brown.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I was on tour with him. We did the party tour.
You didn't pick up a coke habit on that tour, did you?
No, man. Nah, he cool. Chris cool. So I was on the tour. We was running around. And as I perform records, you see people be like, oh, shit. It's him. Like back to back, like I'm shooting. Everybody was like, God damn, this him?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yeah, but... Another thing with that is that's why I was complaining. I was like, you know, labels, like, that's really PR work. I ain't never had a PR, like a real PR. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I got like 500,000 followers on Instagram. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't got no PR, no nothing. I got big records. I got all kind of, you know, everything. But,
what about the label? They're not handling that for you?
No, we have to actually really talk about that. Because when it comes down to it, like.
Atlantic don't do shit.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you're saying. You just said,
I'm basically trying to say, like, yo, like, I got to figure it out because nobody will figure this for you.
Yeah.
All those records has been me. All those records that you heard was me. That's me putting in the groundwork, running around, hitting every different club, spending my money, going to this hotel, knowing this DJ, going to rock, you know what I mean, and perform this day. Okay, we run around. We're going to do all this for free. Boom. On the comeback around, you know you got to give me the bag. That's me running around, spending money with me and my bro, making sure the hotels are straight, flights are straight. If I got to rent a car, jumping the Ubers, paying for service, all kinds. That's me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I, that's how bad I want, because nobody will want this bad as you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody, bro.
How do you feel about gang culture being a trendy thing? Because you a Crip.
Yeah.
But it seems like everybody is either replacing C's with B's and just...
Or people just Crip walking like it's a dance.
Nah. I don't really pay. Like, at the end of the day, it ain't how it was like it was in the 80s. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't be tripping off like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even get into it because I know what it really is. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really get into it.
You don't want to check nobody for false claiming?
Nah. Yeah. I ain't doing none of that, man. Just let... because at the end of the day, I'm where I'm at right now.
Mm-hmm.
And, bro, Charlamagne, promise you, like, where I come from, like, I ain't come here to be beefing with niggas and talking and doing. I came here to get money.
I see you.
You know what I'm saying,
bro?
I came here to get money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't come here to be going back and forth with rappers and this. Talk about, that's why you don't never see me in nothing. You don't catch me in the mix or nothing. You're like, OT, that's one of the coolest to be met. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. No, I got respect for everybody, bro. And I don't want to get in no shit like that because I know how it really can get with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So I came here to get bags, bro.
You think music is bringing all sides together?
It is. It is. It is. It is. And even in L.A., you know what I'm saying? It's like you most people from out of town think, okay, you're a blood, you're a Crip, you don't get along. It's like, who think that? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's not it. You know what I mean? Red and blue make green. That's what they doing. From here, I mean, from the county jail to here. You know what I'm saying?
You got a song with Snoop and Chris Brown on it. That's blood and Crip and...
Yeah. Chris, you know what I mean? Chris, so it's no... What everybody thinking that it is, you know what I mean? How everybody thinking, like, you know what? We can't hang with them. We can't hang with them. It's all, you know what I mean? It's all respect. Unless it's like some shit in the street that stay in the street. Right. Then that's it. You know what I'm saying? And you got some enemigos or something like that. That's that. But other than that, bro, everybody's trying to get money right now, bro. It's all got hurricanes happening. There's all kind of bullshit going on right now. You sitting around trying to do some dumb shit. You crazy.
All right, well, let's get into an OT Genesis mini mix. That was OT Genesis mini mix. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. OT Genesis in the building. Now, last week we heard a story about somebody ran into your car, the valet guy messed your car.
Yeah, tripping.
But it wasn't the valet guy, I thought.
No, let me tell you something. Let me say something, Envy. What they showed was not what it was.
What happened?
You know what I'm saying? I can show you.
TMZ caught you.
I can show you. Yeah.
What happened? You walked out the club.
Yeah, I walked out the club.
Brand new car.
I was partying.
What you want to show us? You're reaching for something later. Yeah, what you got?
I was about to show you what it looked like.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The
damage?
It almost looked like somebody had a knife and just.
Really?
And I don't have women problems. I don't do that. So it just looked like somebody just had a knife and just stuck it in there, just pulling. You know what I'm saying?
So what the valet guy say? So what the valet guy say?
Because
you went outside, you were tight.
I was tripping. And then I was like, I really can't do nothing to this right now. I was like, you know what? I was just hot, bro. But I didn't know. I was mad, but I was just trying to, I'm working on myself.
I'm working
on myself. So I was just trying to, you know what I mean? Trying to figure it out. But one of the homies was in the back. Mm-hmm. So they volunteered, opened the door. That's where it was at, the back door. They opened the door. Everything. I'm like, and then one of my homies was like, hey, bro, what's this? I'm looking like, I'm finna let you get in the car?
Now, what kind of car was this?
That's just a double R.
Okay. Yeah. 2017, 2018?
2016 was when I got it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, you was really gonna let him get in the car?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't know what happened, So I paid you to park my car right here in the front, and you let me just dig up my shit, like, whatever, pause.
Pause.
You know what I'm saying? Right. It's like, and it was like, you see, I was playing. So, yeah, so, like, you know what I'm saying? It was like, yo, what's up? You know what I mean? He like, no. So it was just a whole bunch of bullshit, man, acting like he don't know what's going
on.
Okay, so I chopped it up with him, just took my shit to the shop. I'm like, because if I wait for these, it's going to take, like, I don't know, 6 months to get my car fixed. I'm not even doing that.
You know, the smart thing you said was you knew you couldn't do nothing to him. Like,
right.
I keep trying to tell people personal accountability is important.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If you know that things are set up and designed for us to fail, we got to be smarter.
You're right.
Did the club end up paying for it?
No. I pay for it. Yeah, I pay for it. That's what I say. If I sit here and wait and I fill out these, I have the valet papers, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if I sit here and wait, it's going to take like 6 months to get my car done. You know what I'm saying? And it's wrapped and all kinds of, so it's like a big old, it's look crazy. It look crazy. I can't be driving like that.
No, but, yeah, I ain't going to lie. That jewelry sound kind of hollow, man.
Nah, this is hollow. It's all Aviani.
I don't even know what that means.
It's all
Aviani. Aviani is the jeweler in the city.
Yeah.
It don't sound hollow at all.
Yeah.
They don't sound.
Charlamagne don't know nothing about jewelry. I don't know what jewelry says.
So he has no idea.
Oh, okay.
You should buy it. Buy fake jewelry. You OT Genesis. You got two platinum singles. Nobody gonna judge you. Uh-huh. They ain't never gonna know.
Yeah, I got more than two platinum.
Don't worry. I got more than two platinum, bro.
I got two platinum records. How many platinum records you got?
Yeah, I got to do it. I ain't gonna say it. Just look up.
Coco.
I'm Googling it right now.
Push it, cut it.
Push it, Coco.
What about on your album? Is it going to be anything that's going to be different for us, like some type of experimentation, or is it
I got all kinds of on my album. I got a record right now on my album where that's why I'm just trying to figure everything out, because I got a record with Chris and Charlie Wilson. You know what I mean?
Sound dope.
Yeah, so it's like, it's out here. I won't even put it out this year. It's just because I know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
What about personal life? Like you said, people don't know who OT Genesis is yet. Is there like things you're going to tell us about how you grew up, family life?
You know what's the most important thing to me is, and another reason why I stay out of, because I have an autistic son. Mm. You know what I'm saying? My son got autism. So I'm like big on that and autism awareness. Mm-hmm. And it's a neurology disorder. You know what I'm saying? The brain. So the mother of my child doesn't have to work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I'm blessed enough for that to happen. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of families out there who have 9-to-5 jobs and they're going to work and you really don't have time to work with your child, you know, and work on early intervention, you know? And so now your child is left behind, you know, mentally. They can't really get to that space because at the end, you still have to work. Mm-hmm. And that's the saddest part.
Right.
You know what I mean? So.
And he's 5 years old right now?
My son is 7.
Okay. 7. How did that affect you as, like, just a father? Like, I don't know, learning that when he was born? Like, what?
Yeah, man. You learn when you're born. When he was born, sorry. When he was born, it was just like, when they told me, it was kind of like, I was in denial, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, why is this not happening? Okay, so. Wait, well, why is he not responding to me? Why does he not respond to me when it comes to this? Or why is he looking this way? Or why? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's so much. And he's so, like, right now, he's, like, he's lit. He's, like, a little genius mm-hmm. right now. You know? So it's dope. He's with numbers and all kind of. He's, like, crazy with it. And you find yourself in denial because you're like, that's my child.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know? And somebody tell you this. So at the end of the day, man, that's what I'm all for, man. You know
what causes
I mean?
That? Do we know?
You know what? I don't want to get crazy in it, but I don't really, with the vaccinations, and I say, don't get your kid, you know, don't, those shots. Like, nah, I'm not with it.
Can you tell
I'm not with the vaccine shots.
Can you tell when she was pregnant, if it was, or they couldn't test it?
Nah, you could, after a while, like, it's probably like when he was maybe, like, 9-10 months, say his name or something, he wouldn't respond.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what the I don't get it. Then we, like, one time we took it to the doctor, put him in some machine, we did all kind of crazy shit. And then it was like, yeah, oh, yeah, wait, your son is autistic. Mm. It's like, what are you talking about? You know, so it was so much
right. That
took place from there, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And you know, we just had to get right on it, man, and go straight to work and do a whole lot of research on autistic kids and go straight right. to work. You know what I'm saying?
That's your only child?
Yeah, my only child, yeah.
All right, where?
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to hearing this album, man.
Yeah, and what the hell does OT Genesis stand for? What's that name mean?
Genesis is the first book of the Bible. Obviously, I mean the beginning, but I spelled it with an A because mm-hmm. I didn't want to be criticized in church.
Right.
So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, trust me, my name is Charlamagne the God.
Right.
And it's also easy to Google if it's spelled with an A.
Yeah. So the Genesis, you know, first book about meaning the beginning and meaning that, you know, especially on the West Coast, This is the beginning. It's a whole different sound. This mm-hmm. is and then OT just come from, you know, the street. You know, I'm going OT. It's out of town.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we appreciate you for joining us.
Yeah.
OT Genesis. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Everybody, is DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out to my fam over at V Live in Houston on a check-in. Now, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Wendy Williams.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On The Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, the Daily Mail reports that, again, Wendy Williams' husband, Kevin Hunter, was photographed with his alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson.
You can't be serious.
This was on Monday. He was picking her up from a Manhattan office building after a workout before driving back to New Jersey. Now,
Wendy just passed out last week. she's still woozy.
According to a source, the entire staff was rooting for Wendy. They said that they hoped that this would be her much-needed exit card from her toxic marriage. What nobody can understand is why Wendy doesn't boot him to the curb. She doesn't need him. He does nothing for her but drag her down. The show would be a much better place if he never came back to the studio. I mean, he bought this woman a house. His name is on her letterbox. When is the humiliation going to be enough for Wendy to call time on this marriage? Now, other sources are saying that the woman is pregnant. I don't know if that's true or not. But
I just want to know what kind of cameras they got, because they be having some good-ass pictures, boy. They be right up on them, and can't nobody see? They can't see they getting photographed?
Yeah.
And it's the same car that he dropped Wendy off in the next day that you see her getting into the day before.
All I know is Wendy Williams better not go on that TV this morning and talk about everybody else but herself. Okay, she got on that TV the first time a few weeks ago and skated by the infidelity rumors, barely even addressed it. Stop acting like that big-ass elephant not in the room. Okay, you claim to be so real and always calling other people out. Spotlight on you.
Now, the alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson, what does her family think about the whole thing? Well, allegedly, she's under pressure. Her parents want her to split ties with him until he ends his marriage. They don't like the situation. They want him to step up, leave his wife, and commit his future to Sharina. They want grandchildren also.
Y'all not going to be happy till Wendy pass out on TV and then Sharina come out to help her up.
They got good pictures, boy.
Amazing pictures.
These pictures are crazy.
That's the iPhone 20.
Now, can you iPhone 20? How do you dispute this now?
That's why I said she cannot come on that TV and just skate by it. Stop talking about everybody else and start talking about yourself.
Maybe that's what they do. Maybe they have an open relationship.
Oh.
Well, okay. Then she should say that.
Yeah. True. She's be like, real. True. If you've built your career on being real, then you got to be all the way real when things get really real in your life.
If you do have an open relationship, say, look, there's a lot of stories going around. Here's the situation. Yes. My husband and I have an open relationship. I know what he's doing, you know.
And it can't be.
Yes, it's embarrassing now that everyone knows.
Yeah, it can't be no 30 seconds flashing your ring talking about all good in Hunterland. No. Right. Keep it 100 if you're going to keep it 100.
All right, now speaking about keeping it 100, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith, did they give Tyrese that $5 million? Well, according to a source close to them, they're saying that's
hell
not true.
Hell no. Boy, that damn Tyrese. Listen, Tyrese
y'all
is lame as hell.
Shut your mouths.
Take me out of all the group chats. I don't want to talk to Tyrese no more. I don't associate with people like that, okay?
All right, well, they do, however, feel like they're worried he's having some sort of breakdown. Oh, so boy. That's a concern if you're really his friend.
I just want to tell everybody.
It does seem like he's having some type of breakdown.
I just want to tell everybody who ever told me that Tyrese is foolish and he's lame, y'all were absolutely right.
Oh,
okay?
Man.
I just want to throw that out there.
All right,
there.
Now Meek Mill's lawyer was on with Angie Martinez, and what did he have to say? Joe Tacopino is his name. Here's what he had to say about the judge.
That what makes their personal vendetta is doing things that are inappropriate, like, you know, asking Meek to leave Rock Nation because she asked him to go to another local manager in Philly who she happens to have a relationship with. When a judge asked Meek to re-record the Philadelphia group Boys to Men, their legendary song, On My Bending Knees,
I refuse to believe this.
Shout out to the judge where wow. he would acknowledge her
that
by name
crazy.
In the song. What judge would ask someone to do record a song and throw a shout out to them? That's not a judge.
That's crazy.
I refuse to believe that this happened. I just would not believe that this is going
they can't
on.
Make that
Meek's
up,
lawyer
though.
Also said this. Okay, listen.
The prosecuting attorney, the district attorney, and the probation officer both recommended that Meek get no jail time for these technical violations. Don't forget, there's two cases that he had.
They both got thrown out. Yeah, they were dismissed. Right.
Well, she disregarded both of them, almost attacked their credibility, and gave them 2 to 4 years. I've been a prosecutor. I've been a defense lawyer. I've been in this business for a long time. I've never in once in my life seen that happen, where you have a judge overriding both a district attorney and probation officer.
Well, once again, man, I'm sorry that Meek's in the situation that he's in, but when you're on probation, you have to move accordingly. Do not give the system a chance to screw you, especially when you know
what
he wants to screw you.
What happens when the judge is unfair and
corrupt? That's what they say, the judge is unfair.
Yeah, but you're acting like Meek Mill did nothing to even put himself to be in the situation to be at the mercy of this judge.
It sounded like he didn't do nothing.
Oh, stop it, man. Come on. It
sounds like
that.
The judge is being corrupt or being unfair.
The judge did not call him to
Frighten
Airport.
Well, we'll talk more about this later on because Angie Martinez did interview the lawyer and we have more about that. But right now, that is the end of your rumor report. I'm Angela Yee.
All right,
thank you. I'm just saying the judge didn't cause him to fight in the airport. The judge didn't cause him to reckless drive. The judge didn't cause him to fail numerous drug tests throughout his probationary period.
It dropped. It didn't happen.
Oh, please.
Charlamagne!
What?
Who are you giving your donkey to?
Marilyn Manson needs to come to the front of the congregation, even though he's probably never been in a church. Okay?
Okay.
He needs to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him.
All right. When we come back, Charlamagne is giving his donkey to Marilyn Manson. So don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
I was born a donkey.
It's the donkey of the day.
That's pretty
funny.
Charlamagne
the devil?
Possibly. The Breakfast Club.
Stop. Oh, God. Donkey of the Day for Wednesday, November 8th goes to Marilyn Manson. Now, I don't listen to Marilyn Manson's music. Never have, never will. In fact, I know nothing about him, and I could be judging a book by his cover, but he looks like he submits his will to Satan. Okay? And I don't get down with Satan worshipers.
I would tell all Satan worshipers to go to hell, but that's what they're aiming for, so that wouldn't be much of an insult. Now, Marilyn Manson was performing in San Bernardino. Mm. Now, sadly, San Bernardino was in the news a couple years ago because back in 2015, 14 people were killed and 22 others were seriously injured in a mass shooting and attempted bombing. Okay, that happened in San Bernardino in 2015. Now, of course, this year alone, we have had the mass shootings in Vegas that killed about 59 people. And most recently, this past Sunday morning, 26 people were shot and killed in a church in Texas. Now, if you are performing, right,
mm-hmm.
in San Bernardino, and you know this town had a mass shooting a couple years ago, and you are performing on the day that another mass shooting happened in this country, what's the last thing you think you should do when you perform that night? Well, if you disregard all sympathy and empathy for mass shootings in America and you say to yourself, hey, I'm Marilyn Manson. My whole career has been built on being provocative and shocking. Well, you would probably take the stage in San Bernardino the day a mass shooting happened in America, in the city where 14 people were killed in a mass shooting. You would probably take the stage and turn a fake gun on the crowd. That's exactly what Marilyn Manson did. Now, let me tell you what this is the equivalent of, okay? This is the equivalent of performing in front of a group of women and wearing an I Support Harvey Weinstein t-shirt, okay? This is like walking through a rape crisis center with a Bill Cosby is a Legend t-shirt on, okay? This is like going to a Black Lives Matter rally where they are gathering to protest against the injustices people are facing at the hands of the police and wearing a t-shirt that says, if you don't resist, cops won't shoot. Like, this is completely, completely tone deaf, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay? All right, Marilyn Manson had a microphone attached to a fake rifle as he's saying, we know where you effing live. On a scale of 1 to Tyrese dedicating Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye to his daughter, this is about a 15. All right, now contrary to popular belief, I'm one of those people who believe there is absolutely no value in shock, okay? But I don't mind people being provocative if it's a point. All right, was Marilyn Manson trying to teach us something? Was it a message in this performance? Did it serve a bigger purpose? Now, unless someone can tell your Uncle Charlotte different, I don't see what was the point, okay? His intentions were all wrong. Stop trying to prosper off people's pain. Don't go chasing mass shootings. Stick to the getting your own ribs removed so you can suck your own penis that you used to. Please give Marilyn Manson the biggest hee-haw, please. Oh, and kids, I don't want y'all to think that I just was randomly telling y'all to remove your ribs so you can suck your own penis.
No.
That was always a rumor about Marilyn Manson that he got his own ribs removed so he could suck his own penis.
Alrighty. Well.
Alright. Alright, well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Much appreciated.
Why are you laughing? Why are you smiling, man?
I'm not. Y'all just be looking at me wild.
No,
like,
we don't.
Oh.
All right, up next, Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Ye, maybe you need some help in your life, your relationship, anything, call her right now. 800-585-1051. We'll take your calls when we come back. Here's rock star Post Malone. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. DJ NV, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's time for Ask Ye. 800-585-1051. If you need relationship advice, or any type of advice, you can call Yee at any time. And we have D on the line. Hey, D.
Hey.
What's your question for Yee, mama?
Basically, me and my husband, we just moved to a new area. And I've been trying to be the most supportive wife that I can. I cook for him. I try to keep myself looking good, the kids taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And the only thing that I ask him is to, like, have more drive to find a better job. He's always expecting me to do everything, like fill out the job applications, do the resumes, all of that stuff.
You're like his mom.
I mean, if you would call it that, but I try to be as supportive as I can, but sometimes it's like, I just want you to have drive. I want you to want it for yourself. And it's like, if you don't, what do you expect me to do? Like, how do I continue to just be supportive?
Do you think he has an issue maybe with potential failure? He doesn't want to put himself out there just in case it doesn't work out?
I don't know, because, I mean, we met in the military. So it's like, when I met him, he had that drive, ambitions. Like, when he got out and we had kids, it's kind of like, oh, well, this is just what it is. And I'm like, this isn't the person who I met, because I want to be able to sometimes relax and rely on him to do something and just be like, no, it's okay, my husband got it. But I can never do that.
Do you ask him to do things for you? Because sometimes I find with men, we have to tell them what we need them to do.
I don't ask him because I don't want it to be half-assed done or not done.
Yeah, but I think you have to express that. I mean, I've had to tell my boyfriend, look, I need you to do this. I need you to, like, sometimes, honestly, like, they really don't know and don't think about it if you don't say it. Because I know we always say, listen, guys can't read our minds, and they really can't. So you need to...
Right.
You need to express that to him because you should tell him you need to step up. Look, sometimes I want to relax. If you could do that and be very specific because clearly he doesn't know. Be very specific in what it is that you need him to do. And when he does those things, make sure you express your gratitude for it, you know, so that he can be encouraged to keep on doing that.
I mean, and I have not been specific, but I've explained it to him and mm-hmm. Every single time I try to ask him to do something or I'll be like sometimes I'll go out my way to like, you know, cook dinner for him, be dressed to the nines for him and all that stuff. And then like, he'll be like, oh, okay, well, who are you doing this for? Or why are you always trying to do this? Or why are you always trying to go out and look like this? And I'm like, well, cause I'm a reflection of you. Like,
yeah, it seems like he has a really negative attitude and it seems like there's something within himself that he has some issues with. And, you know, I always tell people that I need, even for myself, like to wake up and have a really positive attitude about life instead of always being so negative and cynical about everything. So it seems like he's having some issues. And I think it's great that you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing as a wife and going out of your way. And he needs to reciprocate and do those things for you as well. And I do feel like it's important to be specific in what it is that we need sometimes and let people know, listen, I would like for you to do this for me, or I really would need for you to do this for me. I would really appreciate it if you would do this, and really tell him.
Right.
You know, but go ahead, hon.
Oh, no, I was going to say that that's true. I mean, it's just hopefully with me talking, because we've been together almost 5 years,
right.
And we're both young. I'm not going to lie. I'm mm-hmm. 26, and he's 23. No.
Right, and it seems like he's just a little bit lazy.
Yeah, that may be true.
You know, but be his cheerleader and, like, always tell him what his potential and what his capabilities are. Let him know, I see so much potential in you. I see you doing this. Get him excited to want to get out there and do things. And I feel like sometimes when we see little bits of progress, it really does encourage us to do more. So,
right.
You know, and I know you have been encouraging and you've been filling out his resumes and his applications, but sometimes you got to tell him, like, listen, it's so attractive to me to see you when you go out there. Even if it don't work out, I love to see you go out there and trying to get it. Like, that's my husband. That's my man. I'm proud of you.
You're right. I guess I'll just try more and be more vocal more.
Yeah, express, but you got to express yourself and speak up on what you need.
Okay. Well, thank you. And hi, Charlamagne. Hi, DJ Envy.
Good morning. Peace.
And listen, we all love the fact that you're a great woman and a great wife.
Well, thank you. It's good to hear that it's appreciated sometimes.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Mama. Good luck.
Thank you.
All right. Ask Yee. 800-585-1051. If you got a question for Yee, call her now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're in the middle of Ask Yee. Hopefully, you're having a happy Wednesday. Who's this?
Hi, this is Rachel. I'm from Florida. I broke up with my boyfriend the other night, and I had given his stuff to my friend to drop off. I told him, you know, don't contact me. Don't come to my apartment. I'm changing mm-hmm. the lock. And he showed up to my apartment anyway. And let himself in, and he called me, and he was leaving these messages saying, you know, like, if you come to my house and you talk to my mom and drop my stuff off and she's upset, you know, you're going to regret the day you ever met me.
Okay, so he's threatening you.
Yeah, so I'm, like, wondering, like, I don't know if he'll make good on it. I mean,
Rachel, you do not want to find out whether or not he makes good on it, because if you find out he does, it's going to be too late. Now, when I was younger, I had to get a restraining order also. I had to do all of that. I had to change my number, change my locks, but you cannot play around with something like this.
Okay, I know, and, like, I was thinking the same thing, and, you know, my friends were there listening to the voicemail with me. And
Rachel, right now, just make sure you have a record of everything, whether it's text messages,
okay.
things that he's done. Go to the police, file a restraining order. They'll grant you a temporary restraining order right now. Then you guys will have to go to court. And the way that he's acting, you should make that a permanent restraining order so that if something should happen, if he comes there and he gets arrested, he knows he's going to jail. He has to know that you mean business. He's not playing around with you. He's threatening you. He's threatening your safety and your well-being. Why are you being so nice that you feel like, I don't want to go to the cops? In a situation like this, you have to take care of yourself. There's too many women that things happen to because they didn't take these threats seriously.
Right. And, you know, I was thinking that, too, and I'm like, is he so... stupid to, like, say those things. Like, because he only has a green card. He's not a citizen. You know, so I'm like, if he really did something, like, if he tried to hurt me or be on some revenge stuff, like, and I did file something, like, he could get kicked out of the country.
Well, guess whose fault that is?
Well, it's his fault, obviously. But
exactly.
I'm like,
that is his own fault. He should know better. If he knows he's not a citizen and he might have to get about this country, then he shouldn't be acting this way. That's his own fault. But at the end of the day, you never know what someone is capable of, and you don't want to find out.
Right. Okay, that's what I thought. I just want, you know, like, another opinion, because I know there are women out there who just ignore it, and then next thing you know, they're... you know, 6 feet under.
Rachel, you go to the police and file that restraining order right now. And make sure you're not by yourself, okay? Make sure when you're at home, you're not by yourself. Even if you could go somewhere else for a little while, just do that. Make sure you change your locks for real immediately. It's an emergency.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
All right, Rachel. And check back in with me, please.
All right.
You're going to go now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to do that. Thank you.
Ask Yee, 800-585-1051. If you need some advice or relationship advice, you can call Yee anytime. Yee, we got rumors on the way?
Yes. Let's shout out to all the women out there. I'll tell you about some powerful women making moves in the music industry, and we're going to salute to all of them.
All right. We'll get into all that when we come back, and we have a huge announcement when we come back as well. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Why are you looking at me like this, okay? Stop looking at me like that.
You just do weird stuff.
I don't like when Envy looks at me because I don't know what he may be thinking. Because we still don't know if that Snapchat stuff was him or not.
Listen, y'all be looking at each other. So
he does weird stuff over
there. What is weird? I'll just put my hat on.
You just do weird stuff. Yeah, you do weird dances. You make weird faces.
I enjoy life. Okay? Right. That's happiness you see
on me.
You
do the Vogue. You're looking at me. You're looking at the board op. You're licking his lips. I don't know. See? Like, bites the bottom lip. Like, why? Like, you know what?
Who don't bite their bottom lip when they Millie Rock? Yeah.
This guy's crazy.
Just a silly rock, man. A silly rock on any block.
All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Mary J. Blige.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yo.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
All right. Well, Mary J. Blige is now doing a Fox Music focused scripted series. It's an hour-long drama. It's called 8 Count. It's based on the life of Lori Ann Gibson, the choreographer and creative director. It focuses on a young choreographer with a damaged reputation who invests in an up-and-coming singer in an effort to revive both of their careers. So that should be exciting. Erica L. Johnson, who wrote Shades of Blue and Queen Sugar, is writing the script. And Mary J. Blige is also the music advisor as well as executive producer.
Oh, dropping a cool bombs from MJB. I like when I see people with them EP credits now. Especially y'all people.
Right, and she's also going to be in Mudbound on Netflix. Remember when Mary was up here, she talked about that?
Mudbound.
Yes, so I'm excited.
And Envy dumbass accidentally said Mudbox. What was that mean?
You
said Mudbox.
Actually, Charlamagne, that was you.
Charlamagne's dumbass. said Mudbox.
Had that same energy when you talk about yourself. All right, Tiffany Haddish. She is going to be the first black female comedian to host Saturday Night Live.
Drop one of Clues Box for Tiffany Haddish, damn it.
And that's happening this Saturday, so let's all make sure we watch.
I'm going.
And show the power and the strength.
You know I'm going to support Young Tiff.
Of Tiffany Haddish. So that is happening on Saturday. So congratulations.
Drop on a Clues bomb for Tiffany Haddish again.
So I can't believe that she's the first black female comedian host. That's crazy. How long has Saturday Night Live been around? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Long time. Hey, better late than never, right? I'm happy as Tiffany. I love Tiffany.
All right, now, Ashanti has a new song. I don't know if you guys have had a chance to hear it yet. It's featuring Ty Dolla $ign, produced by DJ Mustard, and it's called Say Less. Here is a little snippet.
Like in my face, say less.
See, there's that stupid look. That stupid dance. That's Charlamagne.
You like it?
It doesn't matter how hard you dance to Ashanti's song, she's not going to unblock you. She's not going to block you.
I don't know why Ashanti got me blocked on Twitter.
Maybe it was an accident.
Drop on a Clues bomb for Ashanti. Let me tell you something. I was riding in the car yesterday, and I was listening to Angie Martinez, and I think Ty Boogie was on, and he was playing this song. And you know why this song sounded so good?
It's good.
Because all
good.
I could keep thinking about was Ashanti's Instagram. Like, literally every Instagram picture that I was ever seen of Ashanti was popping in my head.
It's still blocked. How you see it if you blocked?
I ain't blocked on Instagram. Well, no. Let me hush.
Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
Now, she's also featured in the Ciroc French Vanilla billboards and ads and everything, and she's going on tour with Ja Rule, so they're doing a Select Cities tour for the next 3 months.
God bless Ashanti. She's aging well.
All right, now Kalani is going to be getting an honor at Billboard's Women in Music event, so congratulations to Kalani. And, you know, she's going to take home the Rule Breaker Award because she's had a very successful year. So congratulations to her. I'm just talking about all women right now. We're celebrating all these different women.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. And Kevin Hart's ex-wife, Tori Hart, she says she has baby fever, but she doesn't want any more kids. She said, and she talks about Kevin Hart and Aniko having their baby. She said, I want to be able to love on this baby just like they're loving on the baby. With co-parenting, you have to get it right so it's not a weird thing. I just want peace.
Now, Tori, I'm going to tell you something. You can get one more out of Kev, go on and get that baby.
She can't get no more.
That's about 20
million. No, she doesn't want any more babies. But I think that's dope that Aniko's having a baby and she is going to be treating that baby just like she would the rest of her kids. And loving the baby as well.
I'm sure they're not going to let her babysit the new baby.
Hey, can we drop on the clues bombs for Kevin Hart? Let's drop on the clues bombs.
Why? Don't bring nothing back up.
I'm not. All I'm going to say is it's only a few people we see in Harlem shake through the pressure, man, and come out unscathed. God bless Kevin Hart, all right?
All right.
That man is covered with the whole armor of God. You hear me? Yeah.
And I don't know if you guys saw this, but Twitter is going to be doubling their character count from 140 to 280. Looks like they're going to move forward with those plans. No. They announced that yesterday.
No. That's bad for your president.
They said in September, we launched a test that expanded the 140 character limit so every person around the world could express themselves easily in a tweet. No. Our goal was to make this possible while ensuring we keep the speed and brevity makes Twitter, Twitter.
Ain't none of y'all saying nothing that interesting. I promise you. None of y'all are saying nothing that interesting that y'all need 280 characters.
So there's no more Twit Longer? Remember they used to be Twit Longer?
Nah, that's been gone. Your president's going to be tweeting a whole lot now.
Now listen, more importantly, we've been cooking up something here at the Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. We've been plotting it out all summer. I want to salute Colin Kaepernick's Know Your Rights camp. I want to salute Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, Carmen Perez, the Women's
Justice
March,
League.
Justice League, Harry Belafonte's The Gathering for Justice. Those are the people who have been fighting for us and sacrificing for us for a long time, and now it's time for us to help them. So if you want to know how you can help them, just stay tuned for details, baby.
Yes.
All right, we've been cooking. Okay? Taking some months.
We are really excited.
We got things together, goddammit. Couldn't have worked out better.
For everybody that went to the Women's March, that was really a life-changing event. I brought some of my friends. Mm-hmm. We took a nice bus ride out there. Shout out to Julie Greenwald who put that together for us. And just things like that can really change your whole view on the world. And if a lot of people want to know, how can I do something?
Yes.
How can I help? How can I participate in different things? We're going to help you out with that.
Right. We'll have more details later today, so make sure you follow us on social media at Breakfast Club AM. We're going to need all the blog support and helping us to announce this thing, but all of y'all out there that want to help but don't know how to help, boy, we got something for y'all, okay?
And we'll have full details tomorrow, right? We have full details tomorrow. All right.
Just trying to get into heaven, people.
Okay. All right. Yee.
Yes.
Thank you for those rumors.
Oh, no problem.
Tell your man to stop with that stupid dance. Tell him Ashanti's still not going to unblock him. Tell him stop with that stupid dance.
Revolt. Are you going to play that song? It's a good song.
Yes.
I actually like it.
Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice mixes up next. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, this guy.